Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
The smartest man in the broadcasting news talk business has entered the building. The man who took off the last 2 weeks of this ugly primary season, Frank Andrews. So he is here today. He has entered the building. 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can check him out. I'm sure he has a lot to say. He's kept it all in for 2 whole weeks, so this will be very interesting. Make sure you catch him here on WILK. I am Nikki Stone. Good to be with you. We're going to get to John in Hanover in 2 seconds. A few things. Somebody texted me, and I have to, you know, why are people negative? Why are you negative? A show on UFOs, great, more waste of time. They're covering UFOs all over the news constantly now. All right. So it's not a waste of time. And a lot of people have stuff to say about it. Do you have any ideas? What would you like to talk about, my friend? I'd love to understand. I mentioned before, like when we're talking about Elon Musk, and now all of a sudden he's going to buy Twitter. He's going to allow free speech. All right. And now all of a sudden there is a allegation against him. And where did it come from? All right. And now he's telling people now the thing I find most interesting about that. He's like, discuss my stuff. Tell me what it looks like. And then I'll believe you. Like, what's so special about his stuff? You know, but at any rate. And I went on to say, you know, somebody can do a job. You're talking about, and then I brought up Trump, and they talked about Stormy Daniels over and over and over again. And I'm like, what he does in his bedroom and his personal time, it doesn't personally affect me. I'm not married to him. I don't plan on marrying him. I don't even want to date him. Having a drink at a bar with him might be cool. All right. But as long as he could do the job and get the job done. So, of course, somebody had a text in with Bill Clinton. It was his personal life. It has nothing to do with governing. Remember? But it did have to do with his. Okay, let's backtrack here. With Bill Clinton, there was somebody on their knees under the desk in the Oval Office. He was on the job. And not just somebody. Not just anybody. It was an intern. So, yeah. I'm sorry. It did have something to do with his job. But I still back then said, I don't care. Things were good back in the 90s. I think that was before greed got a hold of him, or maybe he was putting on an act, or he was riding on the Reagan train. I don't know. But I had no complaints then. Seriously. Okay. Just had to bring that up. Now, we're going to talk to Jim in Bloomsburg in a minute. Right now, John in Hanover. He's been on hold. Thank you, darling. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call, Nikki. That's why they call him Slick Willie.
That's true.
But again, on the UFO tip.
Yes.
Bob from Wilkes-Barre is an excellent option. But don't forget your friendly neighborhood caricature guy. People fear the strange and unusual. I am the strange and unusual. So don't forget about me either, okay?
I won't forget about you. I can't forget about you. I've got a list of things I have to get to. So, at any rate, so you wanted to talk about goose poop?
Yes. We 20 years ago, we had an ongoing bet with me and my buddies. Who would take a bath in the Kirby Park pond? Ooh. And we offered like $50.
Ooh.
It went on for about a month. We had one taker. His name was Eric. I remember it vividly. I come out, I kind of interviewed him. I was like, so how are you feeling, Eric? I feel great, man. It's nothing. You guys should have done it. And then we're like, we gave him the $50, but yeah, it was it's just a little funny story about the duck poop. And nothing happened to Eric anyway.
And he's fine. He didn't swallow any goose poop and get E. coli, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. He's healthy. Right. He's alive today.
That's good to know. That's good to know. But they fed them some grape stuff and that tasted bad to them, and they scattered away. I don't know. I live in the country, so we see all kinds of wild animals all over the place. I have deer in my backyard. I'm not stepping on deer poop every 5 seconds. Sometimes we even have bear, and I have possums. I have possums that come right up on my front porch. You know, they're ugly little strange creatures, but they eat ticks.
I had a bear in Hanover too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they could be in the city too. They can be in the city. Hey.
Well, we're right by the river.
Yeah.
So. All right. Thanks for taking my call. Hey. I love your show.
Well, I love hearing from you. So you have a great day. Thanks. Bye
bye.
All right, Jim in Bloomsburg. Hello, Jim. How are you? So, you are right with the goose poop. What's your view on the goose poop?
Well, you know, it's nobody talks about the poor fish that the goose are killing with their poop in the lagoon down there. But I think it's ridiculous. And the people that are the loudest advocates for the geese, they don't want to volunteer and go down and shoo them away. You know, they're worried about their lives, but they don't want to keep them alive.
Or they can clean up the poop. They could either shoo them away or clean up the poop. Either or, pick one.
Yeah. Right, exactly. You know, so it's one of those deals that it's nonsensical. But anyway.
But hey, as long as life is good in Bloomsburg, and you know your gas prices aren't high, and you're able to.
Oh yeah, I think they're like $4.82. I saw.
Is that it? Okay. Still under $5.
Yeah, we're good. We got to get to five. Make it easy for math. You know.
Yeah, yeah. That would be easier for me to figure out how far I'm not going to get this week.
Well, I wanted to just say, I don't know if you remember our friend Bill Gates. He's like the god of this earth. He seems to have his hand in, he's making artificial breast milk, genetically modified breast milk in a plant. He started doing that last year because he had some kind of wisdom. He knew there was going to be that shortage. But he's also involved if you go to DuckDuckGo, and you might even find it on Google. I don't trust Google, and DuckDuckGo is getting iffy too, but actually, if you go there and just type in March 2021 article on monkeypox, you'll see that they ran a simulation with the CDC, the Chinese version of the CDC, and like 19 or 20 some countries. And it tells you that by May of 2022, that there's going to be an outbreak of monkeypox. It's amazing how they have this foresight. But there's many articles that you can read on all this. And again, it goes back to Event 201 that came out, you know, shortly before we had the COVID outbreak. And the same people, actually, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins. So these articles were out there, you know, months before and a year before, actually. All this stuff actually is coming out. So they make fun of us because people still listen to the propaganda media news, and they, you know, are people getting affected? Yeah. Is it coincidental that they wrote these things? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't believe in coincidence.
there's a lot out there, and it's not, you know, it's not funny. It's ridiculous, and it's scary to a point that they are not even, you know, they're not even saying that it's, you know, you used to hear conspiracy theorists all the time. They're just putting all this stuff out there, and everything that the conspiracy theorists have been saying for 20, 30 years, even this UFO stuff. I mean, come on. It's like people still aren't waking up to see that they are rubbing our face in all of this stuff.
I would like to explore the UFO deal a little bit more in depth, but there's another possibility, whether, you know, there really are UFOs and aliens from other planets, and who are we to think we're the only ones that are, you know, alive and well and the only planet. I've heard all that. But also, yeah, is the talk now of UFOs just a diversion to keep our minds from thinking about what's really going on?
Yeah, I absolutely think that's the case myself. And I think it also has to distract you from, you know, the shortages in everything, food, you know, the crops aren't coming in. You don't have fertilizer, you don't have oil, you're not going to have diesel. They're going to start rationing fuel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're laying out the foundation for all these arguments, and they're blaming it on one country and one war that has, you know, surpassed, I think, their gross domestic product of a year. We just gave them, $40 billion, and before that it was $23 billion, you know. So, and I would just like to say, you know, you got all these other people out there saying Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff. Well, where's the Black Lives Matter in Africa? There's wars going on there, and I don't see us writing checks out to those countries. You know?
No, isn't that funny how we don't do that, right? In all fairness, you're right.
Yeah, in all fairness, let's send a couple billion, you know, I would send, I don't know, $100 billion just as a makeup to say, hey, sorry, we forgot about you, you know, or the Middle East. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people over there that have been killed. You know, let's just write the checks and keep it all on an even keel.
Yeah, let's just keep writing checks and giving out money that we don't have. Because you know what? Yeah. They'll try to make it up by taxing us more. And, you know, the American people, all they have to do is work harder. We'll do a little facade where we'll, you know, say that we're going to raise the minimum wage just so the government gets more money. Not that the raising minimum wage is going to help anybody. It's going to make the economy worse. But the government will get more money out of a raised minimum wage. And the only people that are still doing bad are those of us that are busting our butts.
You're right, 100%. I mean, if you think about minimum wage, that's, most places are already above minimum wage. And again, another distraction, another divisive tool to say, you don't think people deserve more than that? It's like, it's already happening just because it has to happen. I mean, look at the prices where everything is like, it's off
right,
the good charts. So
companies are going to pay more if they want the quality people. Then that's the way it always should have been. You know, they shouldn't mandate what minimum wage should be, because minimum wage, a job at minimum wage, was never meant to be a career position. You're not supposed to park yourself there. You're supposed to strive to do better.
Yeah, I mean, it was a position that I had many minimum wage jobs when I was in high school, 16 up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I helped pay for my car, my insurance. And it was, you know, like a school job.
I think my kid's making a little bit more than minimum wage, but because he lives with us and he's 17 and we don't make him pay rent because, you know, we're stupid. The kid bought himself a used quad for $1,000-some. He just saves his money. You know, the kid saves his money until he can get what he wants. And he's doing pretty good because he's living with mommy and daddy.
Well, he's 17, 18 is the typical.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. August is his birthday. My boot's ready to.
but he understands. He's learned a valuable lesson. If you work hard, you get things.
Yeah.
And that's missing, too, in our society. A lot of kids don't even work. It's like, hey, do you got a summer job coming up? What's that? I did summer jobs, you know, from the time I was 14, 15 years old.
I started working when I was 12, was my first job planting tomatoes in Berwick.
Oh,
and then I got my
job. Ryman's. I worked at Ryman's.
I was doing Goldman's. Yes, I think we were with Goldman's. Yes. Goldman's.
Yeah, that's a backbreaking job. I'll tell you what, that builds character, doesn't it?
Yeah, we were doing the ones where you sat down and put them in the little pots, and then they did them in the greenhouse, I think. But
I was in the field picking them.
That was a backbreaking job. That sure was. Then at 14, I got my first radio job, but I worked like two other jobs while I was in high school. I worked all the way through. My parents owned a bar and restaurant, but I would work for them and then still go work two or three jobs. You know, I did what I had to do when I was young. And now at the age of, you know, what I am now, whatever that is, I would think that I could work one job and be okay. And it's really not that way.
No, it's not. And like I said, my whole, you know, what I really wanted to say is I want people to stop listening to this propaganda media, because they're hearing all these things and seeing all these things, but they're not realizing they're being manipulated. We're all being manipulated.
We are. People believe what they want to believe, though. So as long as the answer, like somebody said to me, I bet you buy into the big lie earlier. And I'm like, it's only a big lie to you because you were told it was a big lie. Did you do the research? But it was the answer that they wanted. They wanted to know that was a lie. And you know what I'm talking about, you know?
Absolutely.
It was the answer that they wanted, so they stopped right there. I'm going to stop at the answer I want. I'm not going to research and see why people believe this. I'm not even going to open my eyes to see that there was evidence to show otherwise, but people ignored it. Just like with this assessment trial now, nobody's talking about it because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that Hillary Clinton was behind anything.
Right. They're past it. And that's foolishness. That's what a fool is a person that forms an opinion.
Have you read the Bible?
Once they get to the point.
Absolutely. They talk about fools in the Bible. There's plenty of them. Plenty of them. Hey, I got to go to break, and then Larry from Clark Summit is waiting to talk.
Great.
Jim, it's been a pleasure.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Great talking.
Check in again.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Joined by Larry from Clark Summit. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi, Nikki. I don't know if we have much time before the next break. I want to talk about two things. First, UFOs, and then the Disinformation Board. The reason why there's so much media attention lately to the UFO story is because there were congressional hearings on it last week, the first in 52 years, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not much new information or useful information came out of it, but they did confirm that UFOs are real, but, of course, they don't know what they are.
Well, because they're unidentified flying objects, so they could be, for all we know, drones or something.
Swamp gas and all that. But those stories, you know, are really ridiculous. There's credible sightings by trained professionals, pilots, along with simultaneous registrations on radar that can't be dismissed as swamp gas, hallucinations, anything like that. There's more to this than much of the general public realizes. And also, if you notice, the media now is giving it a different tone when they report on it. It's no longer smirks, ridicule, giggles about it, but they're taking it much more seriously in reporting it, which is what some people to suggest that this is really being built up to a disclosure for nefarious reasons.
Well, I said there must be aliens from other planets, because otherwise you couldn't explain what's going on in Washington, D.C., or Harrisburg, for that matter. So, you know, so there has to be.
And anyway, the second topic, the Disinformation Board. Now, when Mary Poppins resigned because of widespread ridicule and revelations of just how biased she is, they are now appointing Michael Chertoff as an advisor to the Disinformation Board. Now, Chertoff, some people may remember, was a big neocon under the Bush administration, and he was a co-author of the clearly unconstitutional Patriot Act. He's also been talking now about Hunter Biden emails being a Russian hoax and saying that Giuliani concocted, quote, preposterous stories about it, about Hunter Biden leaving it in a repair shop. So he, again, is a purveyor of also more disinformation, and now he's the big advisor. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. Well, it's only disinformation if it's on the other side. See, we can tell you anything we want, and it's what we call fact. It's our fact. So anything that you present that might be your fact is disinformation. Don't you understand
exactly
how it works?
Yeah, Nikki, as I've often said when we talk, is that there are no more objective reporters or objective journalism. Largely, they are propagandists and cheerleaders, and the public is being conditioned to accept editorial bias in supposedly straight news stories. You know, once you control the media, you control the population. It's happened over and over in history. All the dictatorships, all the repressive governments have controlled information and the media, and that is what we are headed to.
I would love to argue with you, but I can't. Sorry. I don't know even where to go with that because it's sad,
you know,
but true. You're going
like
to make me cry.
I'd like to hear some contrary opinions, somebody defending the other side. I mean, there is no defense for this. Clearly,
no.
You read an article from the Washington Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and even the local newspaper, and they start out with editorial insertions in what's supposed to be a straight news story.
Oh, yeah, and you could tell, like, as soon as you start reading an article and they start using adjectives in their description of something, it was an ugly scene. No, even if it was an ugly scene, don't use the word ugly because that makes it biased toward.
A big example of that is how the local paper and also the other national publications, whenever they do a story about Trump, you know, they say the discredited president, the disgraced president, the president who's been lying about this. How do they know? You know, leave it up to the reader to decide. Don't impose your editorial opinion in what's supposed to be a straight news report. Trump is disgraced in whose eyes?
Well, right, exactly. And they do that all the time. All the time. You read it. As soon as you see that word, you're like, that's an opinion. It is not a fact. And many articles are written like that.
And I'm not even taking sides. I'm not supporting Trump. I'm not unsupporting Biden. What I'm trying to do is get factual information and not biased reporting.
Right. And we need to know the difference. I wish there was some kind of college professor who wasn't all that liberal, who was right straight down the middle, that we could interview on journalism and how a good news story is actually written without using those words.
There are college journalism professors now who actually advocate social justice reporting. In other words, you could select your facts and you could slant a story in the interest of social justice rather than reporting objectively and letting the reader make up their own mind. Journalism professors are actually doing that now.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And if anybody has any differing opinion, please, like Larry said, 570-883-0098. I am going to break. We'll talk again tomorrow. Mark Collinsworth will be on in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow to talk about the economy, by the way. Thanks for calling, Larry. Have a great day.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to follow text messages. And here I thought the renewed interest in UFOs was just another distraction from the dismal Biden administration. Well, they were doing hearings. What can we say? I'm sorry, Nikki, but this is a horrible thing to say. Monica was a lot more attractive than Stormy Derek. Oh, Derek, that is true. Very true, because Stormy looked like the role she played. Monica was a pretty girl. Her whole life ruined by that, you know, temporary life. But I'm not going to speak from a woman's standpoint, but, you know, he's a president. He had power. He wasn't bad looking. You know, if I was an intern, yeah, that might have been tempting. But it's still not right. Let's see. I guess what we see what was I talking about? We were talking about animals, and I brought up possums, and somebody said that the possums are not tick-eating machines. A study came out of Louisiana about two years ago or so that said that they don't eat. How do we know? How do you know what they eat? What do you know what they're sucking off the ground? What every animal serves a purpose, don't they? That's what I thought. That's what I thought. All right. It's hard to follow some of these. I'm trying my best. Let's see. Turkeys love ticks. Okay, good to know. Nikki, how about now without X-Files, who left the back door open? Aliens, lives matter. Jeez. Nikki, the recession has already started. 1.25% negative GOP in the minus column. Only thing is most people don't know what yet. But the Titanic is taking on water and we're slowly settling into the ocean. And Biden is the captain yelling full speed ahead. Well, I wish there was something to say about that, but we'll find out more tomorrow. Mark Hollinsworth will be on with us, and I'm sure he'll give us some insight that we need. 570-883-0098. That is the number for you to check in. We're getting down into the last half hour of the show. I have some things here. Okay, so New York City Mayor Adams may run for president in 2024 if Biden doesn't seek a second term. Oh, good news for the Republicans. Another reason to vote Republican right there. Question of the day. Americans don't have great things to say about either political party. True. At this point, that's true. The political parties are the problem at this point because we went from, you know, a checks and balance system and working together where it's not, it's the ones who are greed and ego driven working together. They don't relate to us. And part of the problem is with them not relating to us is a lot of them have never even worked a real job where they had to work with you and me. Like, what did Nancy Pelosi do before she got her position? Like, did she ever have to work in a factory? Did she ever talk to the people? Was she real? Did she talk other than talking down to them? Like career politicians. Big problem. And on that note, we see this. People believe in ghosts more than they trust in the government. See, we're talking about UFOs and all that. Now this story. Do you believe in ghosts? A poll of nearly 1,000 people. Now this is in the UK. I think this could work in the US quite well. Commissioned by Spirit Shack LTD, found that 50% say they believe in the existence of ghosts. Just 20% say they had faith in the government. Oh, yeah, we believe that the government exists. We can't help because they keep taking from us. But we have no faith in them. 38% said they believe that the government has everything under constant surveillance. 23% say they believe in astrology. 12% say they believe in magic. 18% say they've had contact with a ghost. And just 23% said they are afraid of spirits. Among all the generations polled, 1 in 3 Gen Zens, the most of any generation, said they are afraid of ghosts, while 16% of baby boomers said the same. So I'm afraid of ghosts and my government. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just a few things. Question of the day. So, somebody texted in something about the Wyoming Valley West School District having a guest speaker and not letting parents in to see what the talk was going to be about. I pay taxes here. I should be able to go in and see. Yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. If you're a tax-paying parent, you should be more than welcome to go in and get the gist of what's being said so that you have a chance to counteract that with your kid. And or maybe some of these should be pre-approved or at least known to you. And I know some of these kids still try to go for that positive attendance you know, not missing a day, but have them skip that day if you don't like the speaker.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
There's this really good text message, and I know it's really good because I can see part of it, talking about the Bible talked about 12-sided city descending from the sky with 12 courses of stone, each inscribed with the name of an apostle. But apostle, Judas included, so somebody texted that in, but I don't have the whole gist of the thing because part of it is there and part of it isn't. So, oh, they're asking, so if so, why and now? Interesting. That's an, you know, that would be an interesting thing to talk about. Yes, it would. And unexplained aerial phenomenons yesterday. See, sometimes you can't follow these text messages. It makes it very difficult. That's why I like you calling in. And there's tons of text messages to keep up with, so it's very, very difficult. Pelosi's father was the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. She never worked a day in her life. Yeah, see, they don't relate to you and me. They don't understand you and me. And we allow them not to understand us. They'll tell us anything to get into that office. I am just... Just because he was promiscuous does not make him a bad president, right? That's what I was saying, all right? Like, it has nothing to do with the job. Actually, it has, that's in some cases called stress release. Leave. I don't have to agree with it. I'm just a realist. I don't have to like it. I'm just a realist. That's all. I believe in unicorns more than I trust the government, Kevin and Berwick. Yes, I love unicorns. Aren't they cute? Very cute. Nikki, there's no such thing as ghosts. These things are demons. The devil controls the world. It's his playground, and his demons are at all over the place. Yeah, causing havoc, manipulating people, and possessing some of them. That explains our government. Yes, it does.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Somebody said with the monkeypox that we should feed the monkeys the contaminated peanut butter, and that should do the trick. And yes, there is contaminated peanut butter recalled by the Smucker Company. Creamy, crunchy, natural, and reduced fat Jif peanut butter with lock codes numbered 1274425 to 2140425. They have been recalled by Jif, but hey, instead of wasting it, just feed it to those monkeys. Do they get salmonella like we do? I guess they do lab tests on monkeys.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Okay, tomorrow, like I said, Elizabeth and we'll also have Mark Collinsworth on. Elizabeth will be talking about fasting. Mark Collinsworth about the economy and where we're going, where we're headed. Is this a recession like somebody texted in before? We'll get all those answers for certain. Then on Wednesday, the return of Sean Brennan to talk about where we stand with the Ukraine, as everybody is now. Like, okay, how much more money are we going to send over? And, you know, helping people is one thing. Helping the people. And look at all the church groups and organizations that have gotten together to help the people. Yeah, we're still throwing more money over there. You know, your lack of preparation is not my emergency. Just saying, to keep throwing money in everything that costs us. But hey, that's just, and not that I have anything against, like, save the people. Let the people, legally come here, whatever they need to do. That's fine. All right. But the money that we don't have that we're making up and arbitrarily coming up with numbers in our head, that is a problem. I got a text message here. Rod, the truck driver, says, on the trial of the Clinton lawyer, he basically admitted everybody knew this was false, the Trump dossier, and that Hillary Clinton approved to go ahead with pushing the Robert Mueller, had 500 lawyers and spent $40 million looking into this and never figured that out. I think there needs to be an investigation. Yes, there probably should be. Hazelton, thanks for checking in and bursting my bubble. $5 a gallon for gas in Hazelton. I didn't look this morning, but I'm going to need gas on my way out of here. So I guess I'm ready for sticker shock again. Somebody else texted me, my bounce party person sent me a message that says, amazing how we taught third world countries how to be self-sufficient, and now we are unable to be self-sufficient. They created this problem, so when it's fixed and the government says we have the answer. So, I mean, yes, we've taught others, and we can be self-sufficient. We don't even need any kind of fuels to come from any other country. But, oh, we're going to hold that back as much as we can. We're just going to say no right now. And it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Well, prices keep going up and up. But, hey, together, we got to be strong. We can't let them steal our joy, and we have to keep trying. And I'm glad that you're here and I'm in good company, that I'm not going it alone. So thank you, Northeast PA. Bob Cordero's on his way in. Frank Andrews does return at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll do this again tomorrow. I love you, Northeast PA. Thank you so very much for being part of the Nikki Stone Show. God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.